Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you've paid the last penny. What happens when your ego gets in the way and you fall into pride and self-righteousness is that judgmentalism, bitterness and hatred fall in behind. Now you add, keep score, one thing on another. They always do that. Love keeps no record of wrong. Yeah, but you don't know what they did. And from time to time, you bring your conclusions out of the storehouse and go through them and agree with yourself that you are absolutely right to be angry and upset and, what's more, fertilizing those weeds growing in your mind. You're at this point displaying a stubborn refusal to let go of your own view and see it from Jesus' perspective. He isn't looking at them. He's looking at you and your thought life. You are sticking to your guns. They got it wrong, you got it right, you will cut them no slack, make no allowances. Bitterness, hatred and resentment are trotting along behind. Unwittingly, you are getting yourself into trouble with the judge himself. Prison is looming. Being handed over to a judge is a bit like going to hell, not eternal damnation, but a very unpleasant experience, and it could have been avoided if you'd listened, heard what he was saying. He doesn't want it to get this far. That's why he warns and keeps on warning before sickness hits. Remember the lady with cancer? Of course you do.